Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Arachin, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So we're going through things that have a set amount that you have to pay, and how sometimes that's a kula, and sometimes that is a chumra. B'shar Mu'ad Shehemis says Eved l'hakul l'achmir. When a Shar Mu'ad kills an Eved, sometimes it's a kula, and sometimes it's a chumra. Keitzad, Echad Shehemis says Hanah Shabavadim, Es Hakor Shabavadim. Whether he kills the most valuable Eved, the guy is built like an ox, and he can work, crazy hours, and he's very skilled and he's educated and whatever, or whether he's the least valuable Eved, no sin shoshim sela. You, the owner of the ox, that the actual ox that kills him, pays 30 sela. Hamas ben Chorin, no sin shavio. But if your ox kills an actual free man, not an Eved, then you pay whatever his slave market value is. Chaval baze ubaze mishalim nezek shalem. If your shara muad did not kill, but he wounded an Eved, or he wounded a ben chorin, you just pay for the damage. So there is no fixed amount of money that you pay. Mishnah Dalit. Sometimes it's a kula, sometimes it's a chumra. Ketzad. Echad shanas pitas gedolish bekuna. Whether a guy was ma'anes or mefata, the woman from the most miyuchas kohen family, vesakatan shabi sol, or maybe from the least prominent family in the Jewish people, no sin chamishim seli, still pay the same 50 sela. Vaboshas apagam hakol fiam mevaisha misbayish. But when it comes to paying the boshes of begam, well, that depends on the person. That depends on how chash of a person was doing the embarrassing and how chash of a person was being embarrassed. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we said that when Shor Muad kills an Eved, sometimes it's a kula, sometimes it's a chumra, because if he kills a very, very valuable Eved, it's a kula that you only pay shloshim. If he kills a very non-valuable Eved, then it's a chumra that you have to pay shloshim, whereas by a ben chorin, or when you cause injury, you would just have to pay the actual value. And in Mishnah Dalit we said that sometimes onus umefata payments are a kula, sometimes are a chumra. If one is ma'anes umefata, the most miyuchas kohen family, a woman from the most miyuchas kohen family, so then it's a kula that you only have to pay chamishim. Whereas if you're mefata or ma'anes, a woman from a very lowly family, then it's a chumra that you have to pay chamishim. And the way we assess boshes ubegam is lufi ha'mevayesh v'hamisbayesh. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey.